How do you get back on track? Let's say you've been in a funk with missing your workouts, not eating very good, or maybe both of those things, and you want to get back on track, but you're not getting back on track. What's the best way to do so? If you go to like Google or do some random searches, it'll give you a pretty boring response, I think. At least the Google searches that I've done. It's like, establish clear goals, plan your meals, watch your portions, eat the food pyramid, you know, stuff like that. I don't think that's really actually the way to get back on track. I honestly think I have a better framework for you guys today.
This is the Game of Food. We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
How do I get back on track, Spencer, is a very, very common message that I receive, or just stuff that I hear out in the industry, people trying to get back on track. You know, they might even be dealing with some symptoms, like they're tired all the time from poor nutritional choices, or they're gaining weight, or they don't fit into any of their clothes, and none of those things have been helping them get back on track. And I want this episode to help you get back on track. On the other side of it, you have people that are like way off track, and they've been off track for years. I think there is a portion of you that listen to this, especially our clients, especially people that have been following me for a while and have been kind of working on some of the habits that I teach. You know, sometimes you fall away from one habit. And so you want to get back on track with using the food scale. You want to get back on track with entering your foods, or get back on track with the weekends. How do you do that? What are my recommendations? And that's the list that I'm going to give you, starting with number one. I think you need to correct your beliefs. A funk is not real. It's made up in your mind. I'm looking at my notes. It's actually your decision to stay stuck or make progress. Strong people take action now versus waiting for when you feel like it, because that's probably what you're doing, is you're waiting for the stars to align. Like, well, I'll know the perfect day to get back on track, or I just don't feel like it yet. Let me tell you that getting back on track always kind of feels like you're starting over. You think that you're going to get back into it, you're going to be as strong as you were before. Once I get that first day, I will be as strong as I was before. And in my experience, that's not true. It feels like day number one and day number two all over again, and you have to build up multiple weeks of momentum again before you really get that energy, and it's easy to stay on track again. Because it can be easy to stay on track, but you need that momentum. So number one is correct your beliefs. Your funk is fake. It's made up. It's something you actually subconsciously want. Number two is set a date. Stop negotiating with yourself. You know, tomorrow's a better day. I'm going to do it first of the month, or Monday. Everybody says Monday. I'm going to get back on track on Monday. And so I don't care what date you pick. It could be tomorrow. It might be Monday. That's okay. But I want it to be non-negotiable. When that date hits, you are a person of your word. You honor your word to yourself. You said that July 7th, whatever, I am getting back on track, and I want you to follow through no matter what. Set the date. Don't negotiate when the date gets here. Number three is keep it simple. Don't try to do so much. You don't need to join a CrossFit gym and work out twice a day. You don't need to cut all carbs from life. You don't need to run miles and miles a day and do all of those things to be considered on track. Keep it simple. Sometimes I feel bad for people that like make this really hard on themselves. They're doing workouts that don't fit their body. They're doing nutrition that I know they're going to burn out from. And I think at the end of the day, that's sad. So keep it simple. Pick one thing. Pick the big boulder in your life. Like if you're drinking like the regular pop all the time, the pop with calories and sugar in it, maybe just pick that as like day number one is you back on track. You're not going to drink that anymore. You're going to rely on zero calorie beverages. How easy does that sound compared to CrossFit, no carbs, eating tiny, and running all over town? Number three is keep it simple. Number four is distance yourself from the crap. And what I mean is nutrition. If you have Oreos in your pantry, you're a higher likelihood of eating them. It's going to be much harder for you to stay on track with your favorite cookies in the kitchen or sitting on the table. I mean, I've made that mistake before. The wife and I will buy some Oreos, we'll open them up, and we'll just set them on the table. Oh my gosh, every time you walk by, you want to grab three. You got to get this stuff out. I'm not saying you can't have a cookie, but if they're right there, readily available, all of your favorites, oh man, I don't think you're going to do very good. I think you're going to fall off track more than the person that gets that stuff out of their way, gets that stuff out of the house. Number five is some of you need a plan or a program to get back on track too. And you guys have heard me say this quote before. Look at the last 10 years. Can you rely on yourself? Can you rely on your willpower to reach your long-term goal and never gain the weight back? Or if you guys want to build muscle, have you been able to rely on yourself for any of those goals? And if you look at the last 5 years, look at the last 10 years, and the answer is, you know what? No. Then I think you need a program or a plan or something to get back to. Sometimes just paying for something helps hold you accountable. Sometimes when you have a great coach, it can change your life and bring you to the next level. And sometimes you guys are terrible at creating plans. That's okay. I don't think I'm good at creating a plan for myself because I go easy on myself. I negotiate with myself. But if I have a coach create a plan for me, then I see more success. And if you go in without a plan, I think you plan to fail. So some of you need a program. You can't rely on yourself. That's number five. And number six is correct your language. And I say correct your language. You know, some of this stuff is going to help me out right now. I had a recent bodybuilding show maybe 6 weeks ago, and my nutrition has been very in and out. Some of the meals have been very on point, and I'm doing well and hitting certain numbers, and then some of my meals have been a complete food binge since the bodybuilding show. And I don't blame the bodybuilding industry or blame the show. I blame myself and my mindset. But just know that I need some of these steps. And sometimes if my language is like, you and you guys need to do this, just know that I think it helps me too. But number six is a good one, is correct your language. I'm really big on language. What you say is what you follow. What you say is what you believe, and what you believe produces your results or lack of results. So you guys and myself need to stop saying, I'm off track. If you make a statement of, I am off track, I think it further holds you in that spot you don't want to be. Versus being optimistic about tomorrow, like, you know what, I think I am going to get back on track tomorrow. Versus like every time somebody talks to you, you're like, I'm off track and I'd have no control. I need this food right now. This is who I am. I love food. I'm a foodie. You got to watch your language. All of that stuff that I just said there, a lot of people say, and it aligns with bad health. It aligns with bad results. You're only further solidifying these bad habits by saying some of those things. And the list goes on and on. But watch your language. What you say sometimes is what you are. And the quotes I just used kind of align with someone that's kind of weak. Because to get back to a healthier version of you, to get back in shape, guys, it's going to take some mental strength. You're going to have to be mentally strong at certain points because there will be obstacles. I don't know why people forget this so much, and you need episodes maybe like this for reminders. I need my own reminders. My nutrition's been in and out, but it's going to take some toughness. Do you think you're a tough person? Like when the going gets tough, are you able to stick with it? And when you're saying quotes like this, I love food, I'm a foodie, I need this right now, I'm off track, that is weakness coming out of your mouth. So make sure to correct your language. And I think you do all of these things before you start meal prepping, like some of the lists are going to say, or before joining a gym and stuff like that. You have to do this list of six first. And if you take this list seriously, I think you have a much higher likelihood of getting back on track. And I'm going to use my own tips. I gave you a hint earlier that my nutrition has been a little bit in and out, and it's been out more than I want it to be, and I need to tighten up a little bit. So I'm going to correct my nutrition starting June 26th. That's my non-negotiable date. I actually have a couple of good days nutritionally already under my belt. I already am starting to build nutrition, but just in case I do something dumb, the non-negotiable date is June 26th, and I'm going to build some real momentum. And I'm not going to use any weird language like I'm off track or anything like that. I'm going to follow this list, and it's going to be the start of something great. And I hope it's the start of something for you. I hope you set that non-negotiable date and you get back on track. And you guys, you can tell that this list, I think, is more helpful than what you're going to find on any Google searches and stuff. But you can tell by this list of six that I think it's mind more than anything. And it's just a decision. If I could sum up this list of six into like a quick quote, I would say it's one decision. Every time you've done a good job getting back on track and you made progress again, it was just a decision. It was non-negotiable. You're like, you know what? Screw this. I need to do something. And you just decided. That was the day. I guarantee a lot of you started that way. And I think that's what it takes again. A decision. I hope this helps. I hope this helps you get back on track. Spencer, signing off.